Listen, this is not even going to be an episode, okay? I just needed you to come in and tune in really quick to the dang truth, okay? Hi, guys. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, this is not an episode, bitch. This is a PSA, and it's a PSA to Hillary Clinton. Listen, I'm not going to do another podcast until I can actually say that Stacey Abrams is sitting in the governor's house in Atlanta, Georgia. I am not doing a podcast until I can make that victory announcement that my homegirl has made it into the governor's mansion. But listen, I was minding my business, watching Page Six, scrolling down my timeline on Facebook, and I came across this article on TheRoot.com. Baby, listen, if you don't, if you don't regular TheRoot.com, is all good. But they have a writer by the name of Stephen A. Crockett Jr. And when I tell you, he gives me so much life. The way he writes is the way I speak on a daily basis. Bitch, I love his articles. I live for his articles and I love his articles because they're so real and they come across so matter-of-factly. Sit your ass down. So this is basically what the type, listen, the title of this article is a formal request for Hillary Clinton to go sit her ass down somewhere. When I saw it, I said, pump the brakes on everything. My television went on mute. I don't hear what nobody else is saying. I am listening and I am reading this article, okay? Because we've been telling Hillary Clinton to sit her ass down for a long time. Ever since we found out that Bill was cheating on her ass. Ever since she came up on the Breakfast Club with that damn hot sauce in her bag quote that she took from Beyonce trying to get the black vote. Ever since she came out here wearing them ugly ass pantsuits, we already knew that, bitch, you are not going to be our president, and you just stole the spot from Bernie. We never liked you. We don't like what you did in the past, bitch. We don't like what your husband did in the past, bitch. No, he was never the first black president, bitch, and we are not here for Hillary Clinton. So when this article came out on TheRoot.com and I read it, I was like, oh, it's time for me to go on the damn truth and read this so you guys can hear it, because this gave me so much life. So basically, Stephen A. Crockett Jr. wrote a formal request for Hillary Clinton to go sit her ass down somewhere. And it reads, Hillary Clinton is doing it again. You know, the coy thing that politicians do when they are teasing whether or not they should run for office. The thing where they walk out into a crowd of people cheering their name and act like they wanted to stop but secretly love the adoration. Two-time loser, I really don't know what else to call her. Bitch. Did he go there? Two-time loser, I really don't know what else to call her. Hillary Clinton is doing that thing again where she's acting like an encore wasn't already written, and to her selfless of crowds, cheers are really what's bringing the band back on the stage, because Hillary is actually toying with the idea of running again in 2020. Now, I didn't hear this, but he's saying it, so I'm taking it to heart. It says the New York Times reports that during a question and answer session with, I think it's Rocade's Kara Swisher, Clinton was asked about possibly running in the next presidential election. After flatly stating no, which received laughs from the audience, Clinton then added, I'd like to be present, but noted that she wouldn't consider until after the midterm elections. Excuse me? What? You wouldn't consider until after the midterm elections? Okay. See, I gotta go and I gotta see this for myself, because I know this hoe didn't just say this. Baby, we don't want you up in there, Hillary. So anyway, he says, the article goes on, Hillary really needs to stop. Then stop some more.
turn around, stop, and then stop. Bitch, stop. I am loving this article. He says Hillary Clinton needs to play musical chairs by herself, and when the music stops, she can have her choice of seats. Hillary Clinton needs to look in the mirror and tell Hillary Clinton to stand down. Who does this sound like? Who does this sound like? Bitch, it sounds like me. So listen. He says, if Hillary Clinton is on the Democratic ticket come 2020, there should be a mandatory option that allows voters to choose a box that reads, not Hillary Clinton, which allows for a mystery candidate to take the nomination should they win. At this point, if Hillary Clinton is running against Push Mower, I'm ready to start campaigning for Push Mower because one of these candidates will at the very least keep your grass cut. I think I'm going to end this right now because this article can't read no better than it has already read, okay? He is giving Hillary Clinton the read of her life with her ugly ass pantsuits. Listen, he goes on and says, and not even a push mower with an automatic start. I'd be willing to serve in a campaign as the person responsible for pulling the tight ass string to start the lawnmower in chief every day because President Troy Bilt would be a infinitely better candidate than Hillary Clinton. What Hillary doesn't understand, and maybe that's because of her insulted life or maybe whiteness, is that the people don't like her either. Clinton was on the other half of one of the most undesirable presidential elections in the history of America. The Root openly hated Donald Trump and did everything we could to highlight all of his atrocities during his run for the White House, and the best we could muster as a campaign for his opponent was hold your nose for Hillary. In the same interview where Hillary declared that she'd like to be president, she also made an all black people lookalike joke. Hillary doesn't understand how remotely horrible is and remotely how horrible this is, and that sounds a lot like the guy we already have in office. I definitely have to find this interview. Like, I can't believe she did this. During the interview, in which Clinton noted that we can't treat all immigrants the same, Swisher asked Clinton a question regarding a quip that was previously made by Holder, but mistook him for the junior senator from New Jersey. What do you think of Cory Booker? What do you think about him saying, kick them in the shins, essentially? Well, that was Eric Holder, Clinton said. Yeah, I know they all look alike. My nigga. Oh my God. Did this bitch really say this? No, Steven. No, I don't believe she said this. I know she didn't say this. Well, that was Eric Holder, Clinton said. Yeah, I know they all look alike. End the quotes. Then Steven says, my nigga. This is the same problem that Clinton's husband had in office and becoming the sideshow to Clinton's perpetually long guitar solos. You ain't one of us. You never will be. That joke isn't yours to make, which I would love to nominate for the 2018 We Can't Have the Shits Awards. I gotta meet this man in person. Like, I got to meet him because this article is giving me life. Like, I am going to follow him on every social media outlet I possibly can. Now, listen, This article goes on. The Clintons have always been the white couple allowed to sit at the black table and then don't understand when they make a blacks playing basketball joke why the whole table looked at them like they just farted. They've been way too comfortable for way too long. There are other things for Clinton to do. The first of which is to move the fuck on. At this point, Hillary Clinton is being a Napoleon Dynamite's uncle who wants us all to watch her throw a football over the mountain. Her time has come and gone. If she couldn't beat a human bag of walking afterbirth with the policy knowledge of a four-year-old, then that should say something. In fact, oh my God, did he just say that? If she couldn't be a human bag of walking after birth with the policy knowledge of a four-year-old, then that should say something. In fact, that should say a lot. Her base turned on her. People literally refused to vote because they considered Clinton to be the other side of the same Donald Trump coin. That is a fact. And while we can talk forever about Russian bots, rigged elections, voting machines that weren't working, voter suppression, everything else used by Trump to steal the election, the fact remains that Hillary Clinton's time has passed her by. Unless she reads this, Hillary will never know my opinion, which I am really rooting for her to read this whole shit. Anyway, but hopefully one of you can talk some sense to her over a glass of nice Shiraz while she is taking her anti-fainting meds. See, now you gone too far. Cause that bitch did pass out. She did pass out. Oh my goodness, he is coming for her. Please, white people, I beg of you, come get your girl. Look, we want things that aren't going to happen. I want my 10th grade hairline back. I also want a credit score that doesn't look like my college GPA. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton wanting to be president, I just talked to my friend, chief, and he said, this ain't it. I'm done. I am completely done. I am done. Like, this article right here was amazing. It was everything. Like, as soon as I end this podcast, which is really not a podcast, I'm calling this a PSA for that bitch Hillary, I am going to go follow Stephen Crockett Jr. on every social media outlet I possibly can find, because this gave me so much life at 1:30 in the morning. I got to go and bring it down a notch. Like, this shit was hilarious. But I'm going to conclude this whole thing on theroot.com by saying that I need Hillary Clinton to sit her ass down, and I need Uncle Bernie to sit his white-haired ass down too. I love Bernie Sanders. I love what he wanted to do for this country, but he was unable to do it because of Hillary Clinton and her selfish ways, because we already knew. We did not want Hillary Clinton. We did not want Hillary Clinton. That's where the Democratic Party screwed us over, because we told them what we wanted and they did what they wanted to do in anyway, right? But I feel that right now, Bernie, sit this one down, Bernie. I want him to organize. I want him to be active. But Bernie's, he's 80 years old. He is old. He is a wonderful person. But no, Mr. Sanders, it's not going to happen. Hillary, it's not going to happen. Kamala, it might could happen. Fucking Oprah, bitch. Don't let Auntie get up in the White House, bitch. Because let me tell you something. I'm going to apply for a job. Okay? The way Oprah Winfrey came to motherfucking Red State, Georgia today and shut all the shits down and went and campaigned and knocked on doors and was like, yes, bitch, we're going to vote on November 6th. Yes, Oprah has my vote. And I also believe that Oprah did this as, you know, a sign of saying that she might want to potentially run for the 2020 elections. I am here for it. I am here for it. I see in so many other nations, they have female women presidents. I'm here for it. I am here for it. I am here for it. So anyway, I am done with my, I'm definitely done with my PSA, but I couldn't believe this article. I suggest you guys go to theroot.com, read it for yourself, because actually as I was reading it, I didn't even get through the whole article before I started recording. And so while I'm reading it to you, I'm shocked at what I'm reading because it was just that good. So anyway, guys, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing that this white man with blue eyes attacked some children in a Halloween costume. So I'm going to get off and really listen to this because people are crazy as fuck these days. They are showing their true colors and I'm not here for it. Baby, I will beat the shit out of you if you touch my child inappropriately. I don't give a fuck who you are. Your ass will get beat. But anyway, neither here nor there. Let me go ahead and hear what this story is about. I'll come back with more news, more hot topics. And I have some other things that are going to take place with the Dame Truth. I don't know if you guys are following me on social media, but if you're not, I advise you to follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics, or you can follow me on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. I am currently looking for a male co-host, just somebody to shake it up with. I need to get a man's opinion sometimes for some of these topics that we're having at hand. And so I'm looking for a male co-host. If you know of any, drop me a DM. If you're interested, drop me a DM. Listen, I'm here for it. I'm always going to support my community and make sure that we do well and that we strive and we thrive. So anyway, guys, I love you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the PSA. Very short, under 20 minutes, but it's all good. I hope it got you kind of entertained, a little tickled on your way to and from work. Have a blessed day and don't forget to go vote. Go vote. Make your voices heard. Do it for those who died before you but wanted the opportunity to be treated like a human being, to be treated like a citizen, to be treated like a person. Go vote. On that note, I love you.